Good afternoon, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have a 1:30 agenda item, and it's for fiscal year 2027 budget workshop. And we're still working towards a draft budget with the clerk, that the clerk has statutory obligations to present a draft budget, and the board in the clerk's office is trying as best as we know how to get to that same conclusion tomorrow. So with that said, we had asked the assessor's office to be talking with HR and come back today with any alternate proposal from what was being discussed previously. So with that, I think I'll hand it over to the assessor and see where we're at.
Chairman Holton, Commissioner Brooks, thanks for having us again today. Last week, after you asked us to meet with Director Denner, we met in my office, and we talked about possibly narrowing down this list to a few different people, but I don't think we didn't come to that. A lot of these people are the same abilities. One doesn't stand out extremely higher than, or a few don't stand out higher than the rest, than the others. So we kind of, we talked about how it appears that there's no willingness to go to what I'm asking or requesting, and that we did agree that the wage plan is coming, the study's coming. We'll be done hopefully by the end of December. And so we talked about that. Then we kind of came up with what I've done here. Kind of finished this up this morning, fine-tuned it. Originally our request had 15 employees on the list, but today we are down 14. Out of this group. So came up with an alternative option for you all. They're the 3.5, 2.5, 1%. This group of employees would be in the 3.5%. So on the third column is the numbers for that. So on average, we're looking at almost $1,800 per employee. And then, so I'm throwing out a negotiation to you all that might be a little more. I've broken it down. It's, so the 14 employees, it's just under $25,000 to do the 3.5% with benefits. And then, so what I'm pitching to you all is $100 per pay period instead of just the base 3.5%. And when it all boils down, that's a $5.22 per day with benefits included, so it might be $4.50 to the employee per day increase. I think it's moving in the right direction. And then I would request that once the study's done, that we could possibly revisit this group of employees. I'm thinking the study, I'm betting on the study, I guess, at this point. And also, in the meantime, Director Danner's going to work on updating our job title and also delineating the duties within each of those job titles. Also, so once I got this done, then I was back to the new construction role. And I'm going to say this tongue-in-cheek. We came up with, once we got the cleanup reports done, we were roughly $5 million in value to the positive, multiplied by last year's levy rate, and that's about $75,000. My original request was $78,000. But the unfortunate thing is that $78,000 doesn't go to this budget line because the group of employees is out of a different budget, which is funded by the fees that they establish out there. So.
Questions, comments?
I don't have any questions, Mr. Chairman. I'm thankful that the assessor and the HR director met. I'm I'm going to go with the second half of what the assessor mentioned, the 3.5, and then wait to see what the compensation report comes back for now.
So can I have a point of clarification? There isn't going to be a magic pot of money to apply if they come to a conclusion that there's more needed.
Totally agree, Mr. Chairman, and I make no guarantee or assumptions based upon that, but at least we'll know where we're at.
Okay. All right. Understood? Does that make sense? We can't set aside a pot of money just because the study shows your employees might need more, because there's just under 900 employees that might need more.
Chairman Holton, I've been here long enough to understand.
Good, good, good.
Make the decisions. I pitch it and you get to make the decision, good, bad, or indifferent.
At least you do it with a smile on your face.
I really appreciate you looking out for your employees. That's commendable. That's what it's about. So I could go with what you're saying. I don't have the basis to do anything different than that. So we'll take it at that and go from there. So be clear, you're going with the 3.5%.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right. Okay, then we'll see, and might be an entirely different conversation next year. So I would you act surprised.
I was hoping for December.
You were hoping for December. Well, we can.
What is the wait?
The wait will be the next budget year. We're not going to open up the budget to increase randomly people's wages in one department or another. So to do that, you'd have to set aside a pot of money to do that with, and that's not identified where we would do that or how we'd do that. If I understand it right, when you set aside for unassigned, I'm going to use that term, funds, it takes a board majority, all three of us, to vote yes to release that out of that undesignated, unappropriated fund. So we would be counting on somebody we don't know yet. Stuart is the likely winner of a fall election, but that election hasn't been held, so it might even be somebody different.
Chairman Holton, is that a majority of the board or a unanimous decision of the
unanimous
board?
Unanimous, as I've understood it. Okay. We could get an illegal opinion on it, but that was the earlier advice that we had given, had been given. So we've only attempted to utilize funds out of that in that manner. And I don't think there was only, I'm thinking $330,000 that was in that fund this year. So each time that we've needed or looked at utilizing that, it took a year. So Marty, do you have anything to change or add to that?
I don't. I mean, I am committed to working with the assessor to recognize what the differences are and to see if the change of what she is requesting is warranted and how we can move forward with that, moving into fiscal year 28 discussions. I don't know what the compensation study is going to bring back. It's highly possible, maybe, that this group of employees will be one of the first that is on that multi-year fiscal fix of which we have talked about on multiple occasions, depending on what the implementation approved by the board, if any is approved by the board, about what the study shows and if there is fixes that need to be happened to the compensation program as it sits today.
Okay. All righty. I appreciate your coming back to us. It took a lot of time and effort, and thank you for the spreadsheet that you provided.
Good.
Numbers help. Thanks. Okay. Where would you like to go to next?
I know we need to discuss the PA stuff on the record. What else do we need to?
Get that up on my screen.
Give some sort of decision or direction for you guys tomorrow.
Commissioners, I think there may have still been something with the sheriff's office if you still wanted to move forward with that stuff.
Oh, we can do that one, yeah.
You want to do that first?
Either way, Mr. Chairman, I'm good to go.
Sheriff's office come up. Or their representative. Their able-bodied representative.
On this?
The only thing I remember is 1% versus 2%. Is that what we had left?
Correct. On the market adjustment to the scale, Commissioner Brooks, is that what you're speaking about? Okay. Yes.
So my first question is, are all employees within the sheriff's office, are they all receiving a step up of some amount of money?
Are you speaking specifically about, I'm sorry, Chairman, specifically the sworn staff, correct?
No. The 1% is across the sworn staff or just the others. So let's get that clarified for the record.
The 1% would be just the sworn staff, commission staff scale.
Okay.
That'd be an adjustment to the base of each one of those positions. So from entry through Deputy 10. That step would move by 1% and then the steps would apply. So it would not apply to our non-sworn or non-commissioned staff.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I guess that's where I'm at. 1%, and then there was a request for, I think it was lieutenants through the sheriff for 2%.
Is
that still on the table as a request, or is that?
No.
Okay.
It's whatever the county deemed, I guess, in line with what other electeds and anybody else would receive for the sheriff.
Okay, so non-elected, I guess what we have is, I'm assuming all of those are 17 on up, lieutenant.
We're actually not graded, but with the sheriff being the highest of with the rest of the electeds, their salary reflects what his does. Is a direct correlation of what.
Gotcha. So they won't even be subject to the 1%, right?
Well, if the sheriff.
It's just whatever the sheriff is and then sets the. Gotcha. Okay.
Correct. Because the deviation, Chairman and Commissioner Brooks, the deviation currently set off the sheriff's salary for command staff is 6%. So whatever.
I see that.
The chief deputy is 6% from there, the captains are 6% from the chief deputy, and the lieutenant is 6% off the captains. So if the sheriff receives a 1%, that 1% essentially trickles down.
Correct.
Those were included on that.
Pardon me?
Excuse me, commissioners, those numbers were included on that initial comp estimate that we provided.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay with leaving it like that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think that answers that.
Okay.
Leave it at 1%. All right.
Point of clarification, if I may?
Yes.
Was that, so I get this correct to relay information back correctly, that was a 1% market adjustment plus the steps. Correct?
That's where I'm at.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Unless you're wanting to negotiate that away.
I don't believe I'm in the chair position to do that. That's the representative of the sheriff's office.
That's the current
representative. Yeah. Could be the former representative. That conversation goes. Thank you.
Very highly likely. All right. Okay. Now we go over to that spreadsheet.
PA's next, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I was pulling up. I guess the spreadsheet's in front of me, the one that's been updated. Mine hasn't been updated. Okay.
The short version or the real short version? Here's where I'm at, Mr. Chairman.
I guess.
After reviewing this a couple different times, I'm in line with being able to support PCN 554. And the legal assistance in the criminal for market adjustments. I have a question on that though, because on this paperwork, some of them are, it's requested, I guess I got multiple questions, but some of them are slated at 2.5%. The grade is in a grade that would receive 3.5%. But then based on other review of this, I don't know if that is what.
I think the question of the legal assistance was resolved last week. The controller switched all of that, correct?
Yes.
So those that were part of that 2.5%, they were removed before you approved. They gave your approval to the legal assistance.
Okay. So my second question, I still want resolved. Is reviewing some of this other material, PA Boyd. I'm not sure if the grades that you have on this document are your internal grades or if they are grades that the rest of the county is using currently or that the county would have your people graded as right now.
So the grades themselves should be the county grades. The internal classifications are the 1, 2, 3, 4s. And fives, I guess, which we talked about kind of last year, but we don't use different grades from, or we shouldn't be using different grades from what the county is using.
Okay.
Supposed to be, if they say GR grade, that should just be county grade.
Okay. Thank you. That was it.
I'm still trying to find 554.
Front page.
First page or the second?
First.
Okay. I was aware of another one.
I could have said the wrong numbers.
835 is. Marty, is that correct?
Sorry.
I was concerned about the one that was 835 that was a needed adjustment. I could have the number wrong after these many numbers. You think it's 554?
If I remember correctly, it's listed on the PA's worksheet that that is a step up in grade from a, I believe it said a 2 to a 4 on the spreadsheet, but I actually.
Mr.
Yeah, so it's just a 3 to a 4. Are we talking about 835?
Yeah. Yes.
835 has the requisite years and has been doing the kind of the work that a 4 would be use. Our proposal is to promote them to a 4 from a 3. That's the internal classification, the grade that would be 17 to 18. In all of these, I'm happy if you want to go into a personnel session to discuss the specifics of why, but it's up to you how much detail you want.
Okay. Well, I'd be okay with going into a short executive session to make sure that I'm calling out the right one for the right reason. So,
okay.
What do you want?
That sounds good to me.
No.
What?
Letter.
Personnel.
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 Yeah, just personnel. Okay. Mr. Chairman, pursuant to authority granted by Idaho Code 74206 sub 1, subsection D, records that are exempt for public disclosure and to communicate with legal counsel regarding pending or imminently likely litigation, I move that we enter into executive session.
All right. I would second that motion. A motion has been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Mr. Holton says yes. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.